Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and this is Michael Wolfield. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. And I always like to say that Purium is one of the few companies that actually has a full-time naturopath on its staff, for what that's worth. But, you know, we are about the only company I know that offers this kind of service, so, and lots of you take advantage of it, so that's great. And tonight we're going to be talking about an interesting subject because, you know, more and more, one of the common questions that is popping up for me, in fact, I just had this about 20 minutes ago from one of our longtime members who's been enjoying our Love product, ran out and couldn't believe how much the Love made a difference in his life until he realized he hadn't had it for about 3 days. And so the question was, do I need to take my vitamins along with taking Love? And this is a constant question that I get. And one of the best things that we can all do is there's a great book, and Purium use, I don't know if we still have some of these. You might call the office tomorrow and see if there's still any around, because at one time we were giving the copy of this book to people that came to the Oasis Retreat. But the book is called The Real Truth of Vitamins and Antioxidants by Judith DeCava, and that's Judith and then capital D-E and then capital C-A-V-A, Judith DeCava. A great book. Once you've read this book, first of all, it will cure insomnia because it's quite boring, but it's well written and very good science. And once you've read this book, you will never even consider putting a chemical vitamin in your mouth ever again, because science shows that, number one, it's toxic. Number two, the body does not know what to do with it. And number three, this is why Americans are known to have the most expensive urine in the world, because we pee this stuff out almost as fast as we take it into our mouths. And it should be pointed out that when you urinate something out of your body, and a good test to do is the old B vitamins. You know, take a good B complex that's in a capsule, not time released. You know, open the capsule up, mix it in a little water, and just drink it down, and drink another glass of water. And usually within 20 minutes or so, you'll need to pee, and you will notice that your urine is bright yellow, almost fluorescent. And about 30 minutes later, if you've peed a couple more times, if you keep drinking water, you will notice that your urine has become clear again, or cloudy, whatever, but it's not going to be yellow. Now, contrast that to having a huge tablespoon of nutritional yeast or rice bran solubles or some spirulina, which all have, you know, good amounts of B vitamins, but the nutritional yeast is very rich in B vitamins. And you will notice that after about 20 minutes or so, if you drink some water, same amount of water, you'll notice that your urine gets light yellow. And after another hour, it's still light yellow. In fact, it will stay light yellow for probably 7 to 10 hours, which means that those B vitamins are being utilized by the body. Simple as that. So it's a good experiment. You don't even need to read Judith DeCava's book, but Judith DeCava explains why this is the way it is. So I just wanted to share that. That's a neat little piece of information. Now, the topic tonight is called Science Once Again Supports Purium. Now, for those of you that may not have read the Monday Morning Health Minute this last Monday, a couple days ago, we had a great article that was reprinted from Mercola. Good old, I don't know if you know of good old Dr. Mercola, Mercola.com. If you don't prescribe to us, I would recommend signing up. It's free. He sends emails every day, every third day, whatever you want. But he has a lot of stuff in there that, you know, probably you don't want to see. And he obviously also tries to sell stuff, but he has some good information. And one of the things that he really has promoted this last week is hazardous binders and fillers. Now, one of the things that Purium has been proud of for all of these years, going back from the 8 years that Purim is in business, and even going farther back from the beginnings of Organic by Nature, you know, when we were just selling, you know, Dave was just selling Green Kamut. And we have never, ever utilized the binders and the fillers like magnesium stearate, microcrystalline cellulose, silica, and other types of things. And these things are called tableting aids because they have no value to the human body. And in fact, according to this article, which I'm glad is now in print, there is toxic levels and contamination problems that are involved with even just magnesium stearate. It says right here that stearate is commonly sourced from hydrogenated oil, such as cottonseed oil. And cottonseed is one of the most genetically engineered crops in the world today. Okay, so there is lots of potentially toxic material that even the EPA warns people about. But yet our fine FDA says, you can put this in your supplements. And worst off, for the poor consumer, if you, as a manufacturer, use less than 2% by weight of a product, you can use the material, you can add this toxic garbage to your mix, and you do not have to list it on the label. So in other words, we, John C. Q, you know, consumer, we may not know if we're buying this stuff or not, if it's less than 2%. Now, of course, the FDA and the FTC, you know, are busy trying to, you know, make rules and regulations, and they really don't have time even checking on things. And so who knows how many products are out there where it's not listed on the label could possibly even have more than the 2%, okay? So one of the problems that happens with this stearic acid and the magnesium stearate is we're talking about suppressing T cells, which are the natural killer cells in the body. We're talking about the idea that this kind of filler actually stimulates your gut to form what's called a biofilm. And a biofilm is actually sort of a sludge lining that can hinder the absorption of not only, you know, particular vitamins, but all nutrients that you should be getting from your food, okay? So this can really have a detrimental effect upon digestion. And it is amazing, absolutely amazing, how many Americans suck down hundreds of tablets a week where they are consuming large quantities of these binders and fillers. So keep in mind, PHP, Purium Health Products, has never and never will use binders and fillers in our product. Now you might say, well, why do companies use this stuff? What does it actually do? Well, here's a good example. Okay, let's just take the example of spirulina. Now, for those of you who have never experimented, you don't ever want to drop a bottle of spirulina on the floor because, first of all, it's omnipresent. It will go places you didn't even know existed. It just scatters, and it's sticky, and it's a big job to clean it up. So, you know, don't drop a bottle of spirulina on the floor. Okay. Now, what that tells you is if that you're running spirulina and you're making either capsules or tablets with it, guess what? It's going to gum up the machinery because it's so sticky. So if you're going to run spirulina tablets or capsules like we do for Purium, you've got to run the machinery rather slowly, which means you can't make as many capsules per hour. But by adding some of this nifty magnesium stearate to the mix, to the spirulina, you can now speed up the encapsulating probably tenfold, which obviously means your costs have gone significantly down at the expense of a product which is not now anywhere near as good as Mother Nature and the good Lord intended it to be. Because as you run the material faster and faster, you are producing more and more heat and friction. And because spirulina, for one, has the high amounts of friendly oils, you know, the EFA, those oils can actually become rancid through the heating process. So that's why you don't want to run spirulina fast with the extra, you know, magnesium stearate. So this is just another advantage of why we do things different. And it's really important that, you know, you understand this and you share this with other people, because most people, you know, are in the dark. I mean, they just don't even know that this kind of information exists, and they certainly don't know that it's important. Because, you know, we were recently back on the East Coast visiting my wife's family, and we visited a few health food stores. And, of course, it was in the Boston area. And, you know, of course, they are the, you know, hope we might have some Bostonians listening right now. But, I mean, we have some people in that area who are very knowledgeable. And for the most part, you know, the people that we ran into on Cape Cod were very, you know, receptive and really liked the idea, no binders, no fillers, blah, blah, blah. But we did run into one chap who I actually knew from when he was a young tyke. And his mother's had a store for many, many years. And this young man, who's now running the supplement department, actually thought that magnesium stearate was not only not harmful, but possibly beneficial. So, of course, I did send him this article. I have not received a reply yet. But, I mean, there are still people who, you know, consider that the pharmaceutical industry knows best, okay? And so you just have to keep a little bit ahead of the game. But this is why it's so important to have this kind of information, because when you're talking to somebody, and you're introducing a product like Love, you know, or any of our products, and people say, well, you know, what's so different about Purium? You can say, well, one of the things that really stands out is that we don't use these toxic substances. And I would strongly recommend that all of you go to last week's Monday Morning Health Minute and actually print out the article of the week, which is from Dr. Mercola. And you can find it on Mercola.com, too. So, I mean, but in whatever form you want. Copy it out and make some copies of it and actually give it to people. You might want to condense it down because it's a long article. But, I mean, you can get some good quotes out of this that will definitely get people's attention. And then you can just simply say, look at the products that you're now taking. And look at the labels and see if you don't see words like magnesium stearate. See if you see words like microcrystalline cellulose. Now, Dr. Mercola doesn't even address microcrystalline cellulose in this one. He's really going after the magnesium stearate. But microcrystalline cellulose actually was originally named polyvinyl pyrrolidone, which is abbreviated as PVP, which is cousins to PVC. It's plastic. And so once again, our government says you can put plastic in our products, and if you use less than 2%, don't even worry about mentioning it on the labels, because it's not a problem. Not a problem a bit. Okay, so this is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with. So, you know, the buyer beware. Well, before we get to the rest of science supporting Purium, I'd like to read a great quote, because I'm talking to lots of people who have all sorts of health problems. I was just talking to a good friend of mine just less than an hour ago, who's had, you know, challenges for his for many, many years because of, you know, dental intervention. And my wife has had similar experiences. And it's actually very sad. You know, the medical profession can do good things for people, but often, you know, damage can be done. Especially dentistry still can be a very dark age. But anyhow, so here's a good quote. This is a wise man who's no longer around. the early 1900s. And he's quoted as saying, "The body is a treacherous friend. Give it its due, no more. Pain and pleasure are transitory. Endure all dualities with calmness, trying at the same time to remove yourself beyond their power." So in other words, don't get irritated and upset by what the body's going through, but don't just sit there and say, "Oh, well, this is the way it's supposed to be." You still try and find ways to improve the situation. Imagination, this is a great line, imagination is the door through which disease as well as healing enters. Disbelieve in the reality of sickness, even when you are ill, an unrecognized visitor will flee. I've always loved that quote. So, moving right along, there was a great article that came from, I want to quote properly here, "This originally appeared as heart disease death rate drops with each added fruit and veggie serving, and this was a feature on abcnews.com. So it's right interesting. This was written by a journalist by the name of Courtney Hutchison. And she goes on to say, she starts by saying, "It's time to make friends with the produce aisle. Pumping your diet with fruits and vegetables isn't just good for your waistline. It could save your life, according to new research from the University of Oxford. While five a day has been traditionally the mantra for fruit and veggie consumption, researchers found that those who consumed eight or more servings were 22% less likely to die from heart disease than those who consumed three or fewer servings. Even among those who couldn't manage the eight servings, more fruits and vegetables consistently meant a lower risk for every additional serving above two per day. Researchers observed a 4% decrease in the rate of heart disease death. Though past studies have linked the consumption of fruit and vegetables to heart health, many remain skeptical as to whether these foods have a direct protective effect on the heart. Given the size of the study, over 300,000 participants from eight different European countries, and the strength of its findings, some doctors feel that it may erase any remaining doubts concerning fruits and veggies and cardiovascular health. This is probably the largest study of its type and should convince even the greatest skeptic of the value of fruits and vegetables," says Dr. Randall Zussman, director of the Division of Hypertension at Massachusetts General Hospital. "This compares enough fruit and vegetable intake to more than enough and suggests that more than enough is better," says Dr. David Katz, director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center. "This could have big implications considering that the U.S. population doesn't even approximate the enough target as it is." The study, which was first published in the European Heart Journal, is part of the EPIC, EPIC trial, a long-term study in Europe initially set up to track the effect of vegetable and fruit intake on cancer. Now, it should be mentioned that we are not seeing large publicity of these studies showing up in America because the fast food industry is powerful, and they want you to believe that eating their Big Macs and the rest of their garbage that they make gives you what you need, which, of course, is total nonsense. In the U.S., the recommended consumption of fruit and vegetables has often been promoted as five a day. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention moved away from that recommendation in 2007 to a more flexible approach dubbed Fruits and Vegetables More Matters. Instead of a flat recommendation of five servings a day, the new program changes recommendations based on age, sex, and activity level. For a 40-year-old sedentary man, recommendations are now 2 cups of fruits and 3 cups of vegetables. For a sedentary woman of that age, the recommendation is 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of veggies. Now, you might ask, well, how did they come up with that? Don't ask. So what exactly would be the 8 portions a day observed in the study look like? A day of 8 servings amounts to about 23 ounces. Not a lot. Eating nearly a pound and a half of produce may sound daunting, but put it into real terms and it becomes more manageable. A large navel orange can easily weigh close to 8 ounces, and so does a large apple, says Carla Wolper with the Obesity Research Center at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York. That leaves a measly 6 ounces for salad, string beans, or other vegetables on the dinner plate. So yes, people can easily eat this much, she said. Considering that the majority of the general population in the UK and the US consume fewer than 5 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables per day, asking for 8 may be a bit of a stretch, concedes Dr. Crow, lead author on the study. Given that each additional serving suggested an additional heart health benefit, it may be a relatively simple public health goal to encourage everyone to increase their intake of fruits and vegetables by a portion per day. We all know that fruits and veggies are good for us, but why would eating them prevent death from heart disease? The evidence points to a number of ways that these foods could work to boost heart health. It could be that vegetables and fruits contain vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that are having a specific effect on cardiovascular health, says Dr. Keith Ayub, associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. Isn't it interesting that many of the people that are being quoted in this are American doctors from rather prestigious places? Another possible mechanism is the impact of fruit and vegetables to lower inflammation, a known mechanism contributing to cardiovascular disease, adds Dr. Stephen DeVries, a preventive cardiologist at Northwestern Hospital. It also may not be what fruits and vegetables add to the diet, but what they replace. This is good. There's less room in the diet for the high-fat, high-cholesterol, high-garbage food, salt foods, often associated with increased risk of heart disease when someone is consuming so many fruits and vegetables each day, doctors notice. This makes for lower blood pressure because these foods are salt-free, lower cholesterol because they are fat-free. Now, of course, those two things are incorrect, but we'll get to that in a second. Lower weight because they're likely to be associated with weight loss, and lower blood sugar, lower carbohydrate and sugar content. Just by taking up a lot of room in the stomach, those ounces of fruits and vegetables inherent in 8 servings will have a salutary effect vis-a-vis cardiovascular disease, Wolper says. More importantly, there are few, if any, drawbacks consuming a good amount of fruits and veggies. I tell my patients to eat whatever fruits and veggies they like at whatever means they can, says one doctor. They're good for you. Indeed, Weight Watchers doesn't even count them in their programs now. No one gains weight eating whole fruits and veggies. So, this is an excellent article, and you can find it. You can go to abcnews.com, and you can actually print it out. But it really offers a lot of ammunition for what we are promoting, because Purium basically represents fruits and vegetables when you come right down to it, and vegetarian protein. You know, we have vegetarian rice protein in Love. We have spirulina protein in our Power Shake, and also by itself, and also spirulina is found and chlorella is found in our Best of Greens and our More Greens. So, you know, we are providing this exact formula. And if you do nothing but consume products like Love and Best of Greens and our Biofruit and our Apothecary, you're going to be way over even the minimum recommended amount or the maximum recommended amount. So it's really a very easy way to encourage people to take better care of themselves. Now, I just want to do a little correction on this article where it says, you know, we're eliminating the high-fat, high-cholesterol, high-salt foods. It is very important that we have good fat in our diet. The extra virgin coconut oil, like our Tropic Oil, extra virgin organic olive oil, nut butters, avocado, bananas, raw cheese, eggs, organic eggs. I mean, these are fats that are good for us, okay? Salt. You got to have salt in your body, but it needs to be good salt. Celtic sea salt or Himalayan are the two best. Real salt from Utah is okay, but if it's white in color and it's been processed, it's garbage. Don't use it. Morton's will kill everybody. No, I shouldn't say that, but processed salt just doesn't do the trick, okay? And iodized salt is a waste of time because of the form it's in. We need iodine, but we want to get our iodine from things like kelp and dulse, which are contained in Love, contained in Best of Greens and More Greens. So that's the healthy way to get iodine. So we need fat, we need cholesterol, we need salt, but we need them in the right form, and that is the secret. So I hope you all can find use from this call. My main motivation, of course, was to give you some ammunition in talking to people, because it's tough out there, and I do it myself. You know, I take advantage of introducing our products to people when I find a receptive soul. And these kind of questions often will pop up. And so I think it's important that each of us has the kind of information and ammunition. So do yourself a favor. Go to abcnews.com and print out that. Go to Mercola or go to the Monday Morning Health Minute last week and print that one out and start showing people what this stuff, the differences are. And you're going to find that, especially if you're visiting somebody and they've got some bottles of vitamins or something, it's almost inevitable that you're going to find these kind of toxic chemicals included in their products. And, of course, you'll never find them in PHP. People say, well, why, you know, you guys could make more money if you put it in. Well, you got to realize we're a small family company. We eat these products ourselves. You know, I mean, we don't want garbage, you know. And so, I mean, we're just, you know, this isn't about, factory farming or, Big Brother. I mean, this is still a mom-and-pop company, 30-some-odd employees. And so, we want to consume this stuff, and we want to consume good stuff. So that's why it's very important. We're just about out of time, and I want to thank everyone for joining us. Next time, we're going to be going over the 9 things that you need to know about the food you eat, because many, many people are not aware of some of the things that can easily be overlooked and avoided. Not only do we want to be putting good things in our body, like the Purium products, like organic fruits and vegetables, but we also want to know where the minefields are so that we can stay away from the stuff that's not to our benefit. Just as simple as that. So, once again, friends, it has been an absolute pleasure and joy to be with you. And I look forward to seeing you in 2 more weeks. Dave and Amy will be back next Wednesday, and then I will be back the Wednesday after that, which will be the 11th of July, I think. So happy July 4th. I think they'll be doing a call on the 4th of July, although I don't know how many people will be listening. It's Fireworks Day. But anyhow, remember, you can always call me with questions. You can send your customers, clients, and friends to me. Whatever their problem is, we will do our best to help them. And my wife, Nora, is a great super sleuth, and she helps me do a lot of research and find answers that are sometimes hard to come up with. So that's our business, and we actually enjoy it. I always say that I'm very lucky that I get paid to do something I find so much pleasure in. It's wonderful to be able to help folks. So take good care. God bless. My contact information, of course, is on the Purium website, and I look forward to seeing you next week. So be well, be happy, and bye for now.